1937's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. What do you remember? A local scholar says it's probably not Snow White. The most compelling character, according to a new book, is actually the villain, the jealous, wicked, evil stepmother.
Magic mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest one of all?
Famed is thy beauty, Majesty. But hold, a lovely maid I see.
Maria Tatar, a professor emerita of folklore and mythology at Harvard and a senior fellow of Harvard University's Society of Fellows, says that fairy tales like Snow White help shape a universal understanding of age and beauty, and they unpack tensions between mothers and daughters. And I gotta say, with a daughter at home and another birthday approaching that ends in a zero, that really resonates with me. So let's talk to Maria Tatar, author of The Fairest of Them All, Snow White and 21 Tales of Mothers and Daughters. Maria, welcome.
Thanks for inviting me.
So what a treat it was to read. You began this project on Snow White after stumbling across a South African version of the story when researching for your last book with Henry Louis Gates Jr. called The Annotated African-American Folk Tales. Why do you find this story of Snow White so fascinating?
Well, that's part of the story, but also listening to that clip, I was reminded of taking my four-year-old daughter many years ago to see the feature length, the animated versions of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and she fell under the spell of the queen. Yes, a charismatic figure with that mirror and the servant in the mirror, and then this underground lair with skulls and crows and dusty tomes and a chemistry set. And of course, she can work magic. She can change herself from one state to another. So that really grabbed her attention. And since then, I think, you know, we all use this story in some ways to work through our own mother-daughter conflicts, and, you know, to figure out where we are. And also, of course, the cultural question of beauty and rivalry among women, this sort of competition, this beauty contest that is really part of patriarchy.
So I want to delve into all of that, but I want to start with both the universality and the kind of specificity of the story. When I got your book, I guess I thought there was only one story, but you've got 21 versions of this story from around the world with some very specific commonalities at the heart. You just talked about some of those, the jealous older woman who's maybe a mother or a stepmother. You write about how there's this beauty component, there's the death component and the revenge. 21, why? Why do we have so many different versions of this story?
Well, first of all, I think you've gotten to the heart of the matter, which is that these stories, which we think of as being for children, but actually once upon a time, they were not. They were told by adults to other adults. They were the, I think Updike calls them the pornography and trash of a pre-literate era. And so these were stories that, you know, were the simple expression of very complicated ideas, complex thought. And you touched on some of them. I mean, the whole question of beauty, aging, and death, regeneration, resurrection. And then, you know, this story is told all over the world. And I was astonished by that because I didn't find, you know, clearly I didn't find just 21 versions. I found hundreds of versions. And I chose, you know, 21 that I thought were representative, and also showed us how different some of the stories are from the one that we know from Disney. Yes, they're extraordinary narratives. And of course, the important thing to keep in mind is the story is not usually called Snow White. It's usually called The Beautiful Girl. The skin color is completely irrelevant. It was really Disney, more than Grimm, their source, who fetishized the white skin of Snow White in that verse, skin white as snow. For the Grimms, it was just Snow White was white as snow. And I think by that they meant, you know, she was innocent, she was pure, she was naive, and so on.
But she's also then underscoring, or they are, by choosing to make it skin as white as snow, a very specific set of myths or beliefs about what beautiful is and isn't. And that had real impact on us and on women in the 20th century, didn't it?
Oh, for sure. And I think we're always struggling with that story, in part because we know the Disney version and we haven't, sort of reached the awareness of these stories that are circulating all over the world.
Maria, let's talk about aging for a minute, too, because one of the things that I found breathtaking in reading all of these stories is how cruel they are to women about aging. Aging means wickedness. It means being hag-like. It means being villainous. It means being cruel yourself. I want to take a moment and listen to when the queen in the Disney movie transforms.
Look! My hands! My voice. My voice.
Okay, not subtle. And this overwhelming, the cruelty about women aging. What is going on there?
Oh, well, that's a spectacular scene because it's an allegory of aging. It's sort of compressed into 30 seconds and her hair turns white, her hands are gnarled. And so the film is, and the story itself is telling us about this fantasy that we all have to stay the fairest of them all, but also about the reality that we do age and that we are going to be replaced by the next generation. But the good news is, there is sort of regeneration and renewal. Some folklorists have read this story as a tale about seasonal change. I think something important to keep in mind is these women, the women are so, the villains, the older women are demonized so powerfully. And yet, if you think about Snow White's happily ever after, what is going to happen? She will marry, presumably she'll have children, possibly a daughter. And that daughter will also become her rival for the fairest of them all. So it is this, there's a message of hope and yet also a reminder, yes, we are all mortal, we age, and we are not the fairest of them all after a while.
My daughter just became an adult and I was really disturbed by this idea that there is a rivalry, an unsettled competitive rivalry between mother and daughter. Is that meant to be disturbing? Did you find it disturbing in all these stories?
Well, fairy tales are so shocking and, they startle us. We're outraged by the content. We always react. And I think, that's part of the beauty of the stories. They get us talking to each other. And it may be that you don't feel that rivalry. Not every mother, I think, feels that kind of rivalry with a daughter, but it may be there subliminally. And the thing to, this is a story that says, think about this. This has been a problem. And it's something that you can talk about and try to come to terms with and recognize the beauty of your daughter becoming older and becoming, the fairest of them all, the most beautiful or the most just or the most compassionate, which is the way that we might want to rewrite the story today. Maybe it's time to switch it up. And instead of a beauty contest, we have a different kind of contest, one that has to do with hospitality or compassion or empathy.
Maria, we have about a minute left. I told you I was stunned there were 21 stories. You said there are actually hundreds. You picked 21. So in our last minute or so, do you have a favorite or one that had a twist or a turn that you didn't expect?
Oh, well, my favorite is The Death of the Seven Dwarfs. And I hope I can just capture it. It's a very short story, so no spoiler alert, really, because it's about an old woman who knocks on the door of the cottage. Snow White denies her hospitality. And what does the old woman do but recruit a hitman to come back and kill the dwarves, get rid of the dwarves, and Snow White is never heard from again. So, she becomes this gun-toting villain, but, a wonderful little, again, this is a reminder, these stories really were part of an adult culture.
Well, what a treat. That's Maria Tatar. She's professor emerita of folklore and mythology at Harvard and a senior fellow at Harvard University's Society of Fellows. The book is the fairest of them all, Snow White and 21 Tales of Mothers and Daughters. Maria, thank you so much.
Thanks for inviting me.